Okay, here we go. We're on the Tanya. We're still in the 49th chapter, page Tov Shin Tes Vov. And we've got the next long Beur, Beurim Yud Zayin to do. Let's just get our bearings over here again. We're talking about the idea, and oh, by the way, so Shkoyach to Martin Levin, he told me the acronym over here on this page, Mikey, oh, yeah. Beis Ayin Ches, Be'etzachayim, Be'etzachayim, Kabbalistic Sefer, the Etzachayim. I should have known that. Okay, anyway, we're trying to explain, Tanya is explaining about the Shema, Vayu Atvim Ha'ela Alev Avecha V'dibar Tabam, these words of the Torah should be on your heart, and you should speak them out. And he's seeing there's an aspect of learning the Torah, be'iyun, inside, that's on your heart, and the aspect of speaking the words of the Torah, v'dibar tabam. And through this two methods, you have the kisses and the hugs, as it were, the kissing and the connection of the spirits to each other. And we're talking about how the Torah is the voice of Hashem, as it were. It's like the mouth of Hashem that's revealed. And we said that kissing reveals the love that's there. There can be love there, but how do you know it's there? So when you see the kissing, it reveals the love. So now, and the commentary mentions that idea that the dveikus that comes mouth to mouth happens through the speech of the words of the Torah. The words of the Torah are the mouth of Hashem, and a person says those words, that's the dveikus pelepes. So that's the greatest intimacy you could have with Hashem. Is the mouth to mouth is with the learning of Torah. So footnote Yud Zayin asks two strong questions and gives us a little more depth as to what's going on here. Inyan Zeh, this concept, Bedibur HaTorah, the words of the Torah, Shuba Bechinas Neshikin, as the Tanya says, is an aspect of kissing. L'chorah Hu Bistira would seem to be a contradiction Le'inyan HaNeshikin B'Pashtas. To the concept of what kissing is on a simplistic level. B'kama makomas b'chassidus, many places in Chassidus, it explains the idea of kissing as follows differently. Mavor she'inyan ha'shikin hi ha'ava gedola kol kach, that kissing is the revelation of a love that's so strong, she'efshir lahavil ulegaloso b'dibur ki'im b'nashikin, that it's so great, the love, that you cannot express such a love. You can't reveal such a love with speech, but only with kissing. Okay? You love a person and you say love poetry and you're trying to express yourself. That's a good attempt. But the truth is, when the love is so strong that even words can't express it, so what's going to express it? It's going to be the breath that comes from your mouth and it connects to the breath of another person in the form of a kiss. Im Ken comes out and the Shikin Ein Sheyochan LeDibur Shebepeh. So kisses is really has nothing to do with what words come out of the mouth. Elinyan Zeh Bepeh Shein Sheyach LeDibur, but rather with a mouth where it's not appropriate speech. VaAdraba, as the opposite. Bazeh Hu Al Kol Mayan Sekin. That is the virtue of the kissing. Shedibur Abed Dal Mikdai Mikdi LeKalos Avokazu. When speech of the mouth is not enough to reveal the real love that's there. Therefore, you have to reveal it with the breath of the mouth in the kiss that's not there with speech. In other words, the question is as follows. Chassidus is saying, generally, when you look in Chassidus and they talk about kissing, they're saying kissing is that aspect that can reveal the love that you have that's beyond words. Just like we say this idea with shofar. And shofar, when we're talking about our commitment to Hashem, it's beyond words. The shofar is beyond words. So the same thing here. A kiss is, it's beyond words. And that's, you know, words cannot express the love that a husband and wife have to each other. So therefore, the kiss takes over at that point. So therefore, it's an obvious question. The Tanya just finished saying that when you're speaking words of Torah, that's the words of Torah. That is the kiss. But now you're telling me a kiss. No, a kiss is not words. So how can we say that the words of Torah, when you're saying words of Torah, and Hashem's words of Torah that's coming out to us, that's the kiss. How could that be the kiss?
Well, maybe those words are different words than the words we would. What those words can express, say Hashem's words.
Nope. Good try. Good try. Okay, that's question one. Question two. Gam tzarch lahavin masha kasav leil. We also have to understand what we wrote earlier. Shanashikim heim hamevim legiloi es astavkus rucha barucha shudveikus chabad shala adam bechabad shala kadosh baruch. He said that the kissing brings to reveal the connection of spirit to spirit, which is the dveikus of the chachma bina das of man with the chachma bina das of Hashem. Ve'nishikim mevate umagala inyan shel ava raba v'lol in shel seichel. Chassidus has said that kissing just expresses and reveals the deep love that's there, not intellectual stuff. Chachma bina das is intellectual stuff. Love is comes from a different place. So what are we mixing around intelligence stuff with love stuff? The opposite. Ha'ava abam neshikin, the love that comes from a kiss, he lamala me'sechel, it's beyond intelligence. Therefore, shalchein above the earth. Therefore, that's why it's not expressed. If it's an understandable thing, you could express it. Why can you not express love? Because it's not logical. You understand things that are, lahavdla. Explain to me why you like chocolate, ice cream.
Tastes
good. So does vanilla.
Oh, I see. Why you choose? Why? You
why is chocolate? I like it better. What do you mean why? Tell me why. What do you mean why? I do. Finish. Why does a person like this woman better than another woman? Because I do. There's no logic there. So the Tanya is saying that the kiss over here is a kiss of Torah. It's the connection of Chabad to Chabad, which is intelligent form of expressing oneself, and this is the kiss. So then how do you understand, in light of the traditional understanding in Chassidus, that a kiss is something that is there to describe the indescribable, that words cannot express, A. And here we're saying it's the Torah's words, and B, the Torah's words are intelligence, and love that's expressed from a kiss is feelings and emotions that's beyond intelligence. Right? So ava hamugbelas al pi sechel, a love that's limited through intellect, yeshav shoros legalos al vadas b'dibur. It is possible to reveal and express it with speech. Ava she'ein b'dibur, but a love that doesn't come with speech, harei ze mishum she'ein b'dibur. Do you know why you can't explain it? Because it's not limited. L'mal me'asechel, beyond intellect. Hiskashus shemayatzim anefesh. That's a connection from the essence of the soul. Therefore, got me in so to in our case here. Haneshikim, the kisses are supposed to be hem legalis hiskashus etzim nashul hudi matzvus hakadosh baruch. Supposed to express the deep essential connection of the soul of the Jew with the essence of Hashem. Los yichud hachabad bechabad, not to combine chabad with chabad. So that is two powerful questions. It's really two sides of the same coin of a question. Viewing goes, this can all be understood. Abimasha Kasov Bilikute Torah Shira Shirim Bedivra Maskal Shira, I think that's what it is, Shira Shirim. In other words, Yishakenim Shikas Piu. We ask Hashem to kiss me with the kisses of his mouth. Sham Nosan Nisbar, there he explains. Shakarish Baruchu Atzmo Ulamalamea Torah. First of all, he explains Hashem, it really is beyond his Torah. Right, he's beyond his Torah. Hagam shatori chamav sivar. Even though the Torah has Hashem's wisdom, harei kadosh baruch hu atzmo hu lamala michachma. Hashem himself essentially is beyond wisdom. Uche nikra hakadosh baruch hu. Why do we call Hashem hakadosh baruch hu? The Holy One, blessed is He. Because what does the word kadosh mean essentially? Shekadosh umuvdo mikol yanim. Hashem is holy and separated from all aspects. Right? So that means he's even separated from wisdom. The wisdom of the Torah. Right? The wisdom of the Torah. Just like he's separated from this world. He's beyond this world. Okay, he chooses to connect, but his essence is beyond this world. His essence is beyond Torah. So therefore, v'ham shachaso kiv yochel ba'torah, when Hashem draws forth, as it were, with the Torah, as he brings down the Torah, Hareze Yerida, this is a descent, as it were, in Hashem. It's Hashem accommodating a lower reality for us. As holy as the Torah is, it's extremely holy, but pitting the Torah itself against the essential nature of Hashem, Hashem's beyond the Torah. The Torah is a diminution, how's that word? Of Hashem's reality in terms of its getting down. Yes. That's also regarding the Torah that's above. They're talking about the Torah above with the angels. That Torah, it's still way down for Hashem. V'lach is coming all the more so. B'nageya l'Torah shalomata. What about the Torah that's down here? Hamalubeshes bidvorim gashmin, that's enclosed in physical things. Take an animal, shecht an animal. The Torah in Shemayim at the Malachim, remember, it's a different Torah in Shemayim because they don't have physical things. So you can imagine how far removed it is when we bring it down to this world. Shehiyarida hashbalagil, such a descent. Skip the brackets for four lines. V'yarida v'tzimtzum zehu machmas avasol. But this descent and this contraction is because he loves the Jewish people. Because otherwise there'd be nothing for them to connect with. So he could be so, as it were, a Jew can grasp Hashem. He really isn't. But Hashem is giving us a limited edition of what, okay, want to know a little bit about me? A little bit. Okay, it's all in the Torah. So it is connected to me, but it's very little bit. So therefore, Hishpul HaKadosh Baruch Atzmo, as it were, Hashem lowered himself, but Bechinas Yoshev Oisev Torah, as if Hashem sits down and learns Torah thus. Let's try to give an example. Let's say you have the Vilna Gaon. He's teaching his grandchild Aleph Beis. So, like, what are you wasting your time? Go get another Malamed to teach him Aleph Beis, right? But the Vilna Gaon wants to have a relationship with his grandson. Says, okay, we're going to learn Aleph Beis. I'm going to sit down with you. I'm going to learn with you Aleph Beis. We're going to learn Aleph Beis together. Now, the Vilna Gaon has to learn Aleph Beis. Right? It's a diminution because he loves his grandson. So that's the same thing. So, yeah, this idea is that Hashem is sitting and learning Torah. Right? What does it mean he's sitting and learning Torah? The answer is because he loves us. Because he loves us. Ava Rabba Avtanu. Oh, Hashem, you love us so much. What? You gave us a Torah. You gave us a Torah, and that becomes the vehicle to connect to Hashem on some limited basis. Okay? Now, next prayer. Val Tzimtzum Yirzu. And this Tzimtzum, this descent of giving us a small dose of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Omer Pasek, that's what King Solomon meant. Yashkeni minishikas piu. Kiss me with your lips. Kineshikin, kissing, megala ava rabba she'ena bo b'dibur. Remember, it's not in conflict. Kissing reveals a tremendous love that cannot be expressed with speech. Uba b'davka al yedei hevlape. It comes from the air of the mouth. Now, let's take it further now. Diburim, words, speech, heim kelim, those are utensils. Kishimedaber inyone seichel, when you're talking about intelligent things, harea diburim heim kli laseichel, the language is the utensil of the intellect. How do you express yourself intelligently? What you think in mind? Use the tool of language. V'divrei ava, but words of love. When you say, I love you, there's no brains involved. The poetry doesn't need brains, per se. It needs the ability to reveal your feelings. Heim kelim lehergesh ahava shemsabe dimreila. Words of love, they are the tools of the feelings of love that are enclosed in words. So we have two tools that are in speech. There's the tool of intellect and the tool for expression of love. They're both words, but one is E equals MC squared. And one is, how do I love you? Let me count the ways. Right? Two different ways. One is using the real seichel, and one is using real emotion. Not one better than the other. They're just totally different. Okay, now, that's normally. Now, what's that? The air of the mouth. The beyond the words part. What's that? Hupu'ula v'asiya gash means that's a physical activity, kissing. She'ef shalom, you can't say shezel kli lahergish. You can't say that's the tool of the feeling. You can't say that. Dibor, speech, hu in ruchani, speech is also a little bit of ethereal. Uchen yach alachas kli lasech lahergish. So speech, which has certain spirituality to it, it can be a tool for both intellect and feelings. Avolasiya, but doing something, let's think about that, hu rechoka demucha, it's much more distance and much lower, mikdeilios kli ledavar chani, to be a tool for anything of speech. Elabat kishasher yeshna ava bilti mugos, but if you have a love that's unlimited, himavates gam be'in shenkli, it can be an unlimited aspect of love can be expressed without a tool. It doesn't need a tool. It goes beyond that. Ho'ava miskales b'derech dilug. The love expresses it with a jump. You're jumping over the standard procedures. They inin she'ena b'erech klal, for something that really doesn't even fit the value. You hear what he's saying? He's saying, if I have regular intelligence, how do I want to express intelligence? I need a tool for that. The tool is speech. Okay, what if I want to express regular love? Regular love. The tool is speech. The difference in the manifestation, one will be an intellectual discourse, and one will be an emotional discourse. Now, in terms of intellect, all intellect, no matter how complicated it is, can be broken down in component parts and can be expressed. You may need a whole blackboard to put down all the equations. But it can't, by definition, because it's logical, it can be captured. It's logical, so there's got to be a piece here and a piece here. If it doesn't have the piece, it's not logical anymore. Okay, what do you want to express? A love that is so big, it's beyond words. So now, since it's like an infinite love, you can't use a tool anymore. So now we bedafka you something that's not a tool at all. The lower tool, see, you got the mind, you got thought, speech, and the lowest is action. So when I can't express my love, but the love is so much bigger, because it's so great I can't express it, then the rules of utensils don't apply anymore. So therefore, we skip, as it says, dilug, we skip. And we go down to something that really has no shaychus, you'd think, to expression of love. Standard expressions of love, standard expressions of intellect have the appropriate tool. But if it's not the standard amount of love and the tool doesn't work, then I use something that I know doesn't work, and I know that it's mom is saying it's because my words don't work, so I'm going to do something else. And that's where the actions of kissing.
So we're saying really it's a lower level.
It's a lower tool, but when you have no way to access it, you just use the lower tool. Because if you're going to say the words, it's as if you said, this is it. This is it. This is everything I can say about my love for you. It's all in words. So even though it's a lot of words, it can be beautiful, beautiful poetry. But at the end of the day, the question is that it? Have you limited the love to the most beautiful words possible? So therefore, you have to, the only way you can do it is you got to do it in a way where you know, I'm not even going to try to explain. So then what are you going to do? I'm going to kiss you. Because that, you know in advance, the words can't express it. The kiss isn't expressing it either. But the kiss is expressing that my love for you is greater than speech. That's what the Tanya is teaching us. Well, we got to keep going now. We got a long ways to go to get to the end point here. Gewalt. Inyan mugbal, something that's limited, though, on the other hand. Let's go back to the limited thing. Kamo seichel, like intellect. Oava mugbalas, or a limited love. Hare hamshachaso, how do you draw it down? Viskalus reveal it, bagbola, in a limited way. Vahainu shenimshach v'niskale de dover sheishlo erech v'shaychus alav. You can bring it down and reveal it with something that has some compatibility with it. Vuklis, that becomes a tool. Aval inyan bilti mugbol, something that has no limitations. Kama shachaso, when you bring it down, but often bilti mugbol in a way that's not limited as well. V'nimshach v'machar, it goes to a very fair place. Vahainu bedover shein lo erech klal v'eino kli, something that has no compatibility really and has no value and it's not a utensil. Therefore, great love, avarabba avtonu Hashem, it has to come with a kiss. Shu pa'ula gashmi is a physical activity. She'ena kli ve'en berachlal. It really doesn't compatible at all. Doesn't suit it. V'zel yashkeinu mishigas. That's when he said, Hashem, kiss me. Now, what does that mean? V'koyal masha kodesh baruch hu yoishiv v'esvah Torah. This is referring to when Hashem sits down and engages in learning Torah. Why? Kimi tzadatzmo, because on the one hand, in and of itself, who kodesh umuvdo? Hashem's, who, ki mitzadatzmo, who, Hashem, kodesh umuvdo, is beyond. Ve'avo became so all, nimshach b'teirah, he draws forth his love in his Torah. Nimshach b'torah ve'ad l'torah shalomata, and until the Torah that's below, Hamalubashis Bitvaram Gashmim, which is enclosed in physical things. I mean, the Torah itself in this world is only understandable in the tool of physicality. Everything about the Torah is physical. And there might be spiritual ideas behind it, but it is meant for a physical world. It's not for a man sitting in a cave in Tibet. It's reduced to a physical world. And this is bringing it down with a jump. So this is what he's saying. He's saying the Torah down here, or any Torah compared to Hashem, is the hug. Is the hug. That speech of Torah is so far removed from Hashem, that really is the hug.
It's not really words. I mean, it's words, but it's not.
Because the love is so great that Hashem has, the distance of how you're expressing that love with the words is comparable to a hug, because that's so far away it is. That's what he's saying. Vesivus Hamshav, and why did Hashem have to stretch it so far? You know why? He avos because Hashem loves us. Uchenikras Hamshachazu, therefore this drawing forth is called neshika, it's called kisses. Vidukams neshika, just like regular kisses. She Hamshacha, but there, look, a regular kiss is drawing forth the love with a skip. Which really doesn't suit the love. You say your words would suit it more. For regular love, words suit. For regular love, you don't start kissing people. You know, that's the love. But when the love is exploding, when the words can't work anymore. Okay, Mamavur, from what I understand, from Likutei Torah Sham, I don't know there's so many brackets here. I can't work my way. Adkan. Okay, fine. Okay. Now, so now you begin to see. So now you understand what's happening here. So when Hashem is kissing us, what Hashem is doing, this Torah that he's giving us, that's not the real Kli. That's not the Kli to define Hashem's infinite reality and his infinite love for us. Hashem, there is nothing in this world that could be the kli to hold Hashem's love. So whatever Hashem chooses is a jump. It's nothing in Torah, in our world, can capture the love that Hashem has for us. Ava rabba avtanu, chemla gedola visera chamalta aleinu. The love is like so unbelievable. But look at that with the words. When you say Ava rabba, you have such a love, Avinu Malkeinu, But because of our fathers who put their trust in you. And they teach us the laws of life. So you should have so much mercy for us. Right? Give us the words to understand, the intellect to understand these words. And we should connect. And what is it? To fulfill your Torah. Blessed are you, Hashem. You brought us close to your name. We're thanking you that you kissed us. You chose us. And therefore, because you chose us, you brought a Torah down into this world. And this is all meant to for us to realize you're God. Remember, it was time said a number of weeks ago. He said, God's way, way up there, right? The king, the busy king's all the way to the garbage dump, right? To help the guy out. He's got to reflect and, oh, Hashem must love me. So the big, big Hashem, whoa, his love for us is so unbelievable. So unbelievable. He wants us to know that. And therefore, he created a whole thing called Torah, in which there's a way that he can express this infinite love in a wholly inappropriate way that would appropriately be able to express Hashem's love. Because there's nothing in this world that could be a clique that appropriate to explain it. So the Torah is the best Hashem can do for us. And therefore, since it's a jump, that's what a kiss is. So realize, as much as we learn Torah, says, oh, Torah, it's all this stuff. But it's nothing more than a kiss. It doesn't even verbalize properly, even though it is verbalized, but here verbalization is a skip beyond. Okay, ubazem, moving on with this, we understand shaychus. Now we understand the appropriateness of kissing over here as well. Shuis galus ava shalomal meseichel. This is revealing a love that's beyond seichel. Now look how it's being revealed. Lo yichud chabad bechabad to connect chabad with chabad. Why? Because that inner love that Hashem is for Jews, it draws forth in the Chabad. He sits and engages in learning Torah. Now we understand, this is not in contradiction to what it says in many places, that love with a kiss doesn't come with speech. Normally. Because the main fundamental point is, Hamshachas ha'ava ba'oifen shel diluk. That's the common denominator. Drawing forth the love in a way of a skip. So when a person does it, so there's a person who wants to show unbelievable love through a skip, and Hashem wants to show unbelievable love through a skip. It's going to manifest differently. But when you talk about a person who wants to manifest it, hadibu be'erech alav. Speech is on par with him. For a human, shelachin devar diluk, the skip, Mizbate b'masa dafke. Therefore, the skip has to be an action. That's why gift giving makes sense. You love your wife so much, I just can't say it anymore. So here's some flowers. The idea of the flowers is because I can't express it. Here's the diamond ring. Here's the kiss. It's all physical. Right? When it's Hashem, what's the kli? The real kli, we don't know what the kli is. The kli is beyond. That kli is beyond. We can't even access that kli. So what's the skip? The skip is words. Avolagabe Kodesh Baruch Hu, afilu chabad shebetorah. Even when Hashem shares his intellect of Torah with us, who, because that's also a skip. And certainly when it becomes speech, skip, speech of this, it's even more so a skip. Nimsalfiza comes out. It doesn't come out here that the kissing over here reveals the intellect. Like it normally would appear in the Tanya, because usually it comes to express love. Right? That's what usually it's there for. But here the concept of kiss is, I skipped the brackets. A kiss is revealing love with a skip. Etzam hamshacha bechabad. So when it comes to Hashem, drawing it forth with chachma is also a skip. Right? The drawing down is the skip. The ikra, the main skip, hubedibra shiridim, which is even a lower skip when you speak about it. When a person speaks the words of Hashem, mispata inyan shalomala mechabad. You're expressing something that's beyond chabad. Okay, so you understand what's happening. So when you say words of Torah, you're talking about these amazing words of love. But it's totally not what it really is. But on the other hand, can't forget it. But you got to look into Torah. You got to understand Torah. At the end of it, it is Chabad. You got to understand it. Yichud Chabad with Chabad. You're connecting Chabad with Chabad. So what's the beginning of the drawing forth? Is that Kodesh Baruch Hu Yoshev Yosef Torah? Hashem is learning Torah. Chabad. But then after you're learning all this learning, when we come to speech, it's a further drawing forth, and a bigger jump. It expresses even more than Chabad. In other words, what he's saying is that when you're thinking and learning Torah, that's already a skip. That's already showing a certain degree of what you can't express. And now when you express it, it's even a further degree. That's what he's trying to say. Why do you got to say these words of Torah? Remember he said, why do you got to say them? It's even a bigger kiss. Because it's even a less revelation. It's further removed. The more you remove, the more you say, I can't express it. The more I want to show my love. Another two short paragraphs. One short paragraph. Therefore, we have to start with love of Hashem. Gotta really love Hashem. It's like a mamish, unbelievable love. And then we say what? We're drawing forth from above. He bederech was with a skip. There's got to be a skip from the form of the person. Ava kazu. What is this great love? How do you show your love to Hashem? You could leave everything. Remember, I'll give up everything for you, Hashem. That's a lot of love. The lotion without any calculations. I just do it. Ava, that is a love with a jump. And that causes a love above that Hashem sits and learns Torah. And therefore, now you've got to do something that doesn't even express this great love that you have for Hashem. And, you know, klape Hashem, the Torah is very far away from what Hashem is. It's a very far removed manifestation of a Kodesh Baruch. So that's the answer. Normal between man and man, woman, they love each other. A human being wants to express something intellectual in my mind. Let's speak it out. If I want to express my love, I speak it out. And that, but if I really have something really important to logically tell you, I could still speak it out. I can never do an action for that. But if I love you, then I can't speak it out. Then I have to do something. Knowing that it's so far removed, that's the only way I could show it to you. So Hashem, when Hashem is so far removed, and His love for us is so unbelievable, and how's Hashem going to express it? He can't express it the way Hashem expresses it, because that's beyond it. There's no tools in this world for us to hear what He's expressing. So He says, I'll make a skip, I'll make a jump. I'll jump so far down to the world of Chabad down here, which is so far away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And more than that, there's going to be speech, which is so far removed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And now that becomes the way we kiss Hashem. We kiss Hashem with something that's so far removed. But what do you mean? But when you kiss your wife, you're not talking. Now, but here, when you're talking, it's so far removed. And you know it's best symbolic at best. But you got to understand. If you don't understand it, then there's nothing there at all. Okay. Big piece, big piece. Okay, shkayach.